The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. We got sports to talk about. Woo! We got stuff to talk about. We got Jong all dressed up to talk about. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, you sexy bitches. For Wednesday, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. That's 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, almost did it, at Degenerates975. Man, he had that for 5 years. It takes a while.
Yeah.
You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream, I think. Can you watch us on live stream? No? Yes? Okay. Yeah, I'm all dressed up.
Fred got his my favorite jacket.
I know.
On.
This is just for you. I wore this just for the Innovation Map launch party tonight.
I love it.
This is my degenerate professor jacket with the elbow pads.
You saw what I wore today.
Well, I saw you brought clothes.
Yeah.
Jong looks like...
Jong looks like a funeral director.
Yeah, but that dude, you know what? I don't know what it is. He always looks like $1 million when he dresses up.
He does good. He cleans up nice.
It's a little frustrating.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't like dressing up.
You don't.
Not as much as AJ, but.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, well, I've had to do a lot.
Sometimes that's life.
I've had to do a lot more of it lately, and I'm thinking when I'm about 10 pounds away from going and buying some new clothes, and I'm going to have to buy some new suits.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't need to do it for years, man. I was just, you know, I could dress however I want when I come do the show. But now when we got to go to these... big launch parties. I got to look presentable.
Yeah.
I did not bring the hat, though. I
thought no hat?
No hat.
Hat free tonight?
Yeah. Just go on with the slick back mafia look.
One of our interns out there, I walked in and she was like, "Ooh, I like your haircut." And I said, "What? This is literally the same haircut I've had for the last 12 years. I don't have hair."
Maybe she's liked you for 12 years.
And she said, "I've never seen you without a hat on."
Ah, that's probably fair.
So today I'm wearing no hat because I am going to be, well, I'm not going to be as gussy as you guys, but I'm going to be moderately gussy for this thing tonight.
You got to be respectable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be respectable, but I didn't wear a jacket. John, you have a jacket with your stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's up on desk.
Yeah, I'm not wearing that. I'm not that.
This is a new shirt, so I'm kind of going for a different color combination. We'll see if it works.
Okay.
But...
You have your pants tucked into your boots?
No, they just slid up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are those cowboy boots?
Yes, they are.
Look at you, Freddie.
Well, I've had these for a while. I wear them for stuff like this. I'd rather wear those than dress shoes.
Oh, me too. You know my rule.
I know. But, I like the ensemble, frankly. I think it's going to...
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be a big hit tonight with myself.
Okay.
Which is all I really care about.
That's all that really matters.
But, yeah, it's...
Now, listen. This is a warning.
Yes.
If Mr. Gow's wife... comments on your appearance and says you look nice, you just say thank you and walk away.
this is a test of one's loyalty.
That's right.
No,
that's
trust me.
Exactly what's going to happen tonight.
That's the John Travolta in the bathroom speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know better. Yeah, okay. You don't tell me that.
Okay.
Same goes to you.
Oh, please.
No, there's a... I can see this thing going two ways.
She can smell the pour on me from a mile away. She's like, well, oh, you're not in the seven-figure range. I am not attracted to you.
Stop. She's a nice lady. No, I can see this going two ways tonight. I make my appearance, make sure the important people see me, have my one drink, get the hell out. Or I have two or three or four, and then there's an after party, and it's 2 a.m. It's going to be one of those two. And then tomorrow I'm going to be, because I've got a conference call at 11, and I'm going to be like, what are we doing on this? What the hell? All right, so it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, make fun of how we look, however you do it, put odds on it. So I saw you getting into Twitter crap last night, and somehow my daughter got into it with you.
Yeah, let me start this off by saying, and there were some listeners that I had back and forth with, and...
There was some good back and forth in there, I thought.
Yeah, I want to preface it by saying, like, I hold no hard feelings about it. I mean, it's one of those things where... It puts me in a weird spot, honestly, because I'm not... I voted for two Democrats yesterday, so I'm not a typical Democrat voter.
Right.
I voted for two yesterday, but typically I do not vote for Democrats or Republicans whenever possible. But it puts me like on the side where I'm having to defend myself as some sort of nut job liberal. Which I'm also not.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem is it's just like if I come in here and say I voted for Ted Cruz, then I'm suddenly painted as this right-wing nut.
You're a Trumper.
Yeah, and I'm white.
Right.
So it would fit. But
you're a wall builder.
But so I kind of like the Ed Emmett thing I wanted to bring up because you talked about
now.
You voted against him.
I did.
I did not, and I'll tell you why. I was a little disappointed because I told you I did a lot of work on those judges.
Yeah.
And for the Democrats to almost sweep the damn thing is a little bit of a concern because there were a lot of very good Republican judges who were doing a great job that the R next to their name didn't mean a damn thing.
Right.
And Ed Emmett, I hate the whole Astrodome thing, but that guy has served his county for a long time and done a very good job on a lot of stuff.
I don't disagree. Let me also say he served his county for a long time. I think there should be term limits to everything that we vote on. I think all these guys, elected and appointed, should have term limits. That dude's been in office for 17 years. That's enough. Like, in 17 years, you get dirty. You have to in politics. It's just too much.
Well, I'm a complete cynic about this. I think everybody's already dirty the minute they walk in.
They probably are. But I think senators should have term limits. I don't like anything that doesn't have term limits bothers me. But... Let me ask you this about the Ed Emmett thing. Do you believe that he lost because of the Astrodome?
I would say that's more likely than the straight ticket thing.
Yes.
Because if I think a lot of people might have done straight ticket, but that's also a name people know. And I do think there was some backlash to that, but I also thought he did such a good job after Harvey last year that just maybe that was, you know, that might have mitigated it a little bit. So I was a little disappointed to see that. I was a little disappointed.
I'll be honest. I understand your stance on it. It bothered me that we voted to not dump more money into the Astrodome, and then he decided, nah.
They did an in a round.
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. And honestly, that is the main reason. And I voted for a Libertarian in that race, too. So I didn't necessarily defeat him. But
you might have. I mean, because if a few people voted Libertarian, that race was so close, that might have taken it away. So, but that there's just a few races where I was kind of like, man, do these people really know who they just voted in? And that's not necessarily one, but there were some other judges where I just was very, very disappointed.
Yeah,
that people didn't take the time to actually look at some of the people they were voting in just because they had a D next to their name. And I'm not going to make fun of people for that or fault them for it because we talked about it yesterday. It's a ton of work to actually go research all those judges.
It is.
And frankly, the other side has been getting straight tickets in forever too. I hate that, but
I do too.
It exists. And so I was that part I was disappointed. I was really excited to see Prop B pass. It was the one thing I cared about.
Not even close either.
And
Sylvester Turner was on TV bitching about it immediately.
Well, of course he was. But that kind of gets back to sort of what we're talking about with that element in the Astrodome. Listen, I think Sylvester Turner is dead wrong on this issue. And I think that it never should have gotten to us where we had to vote on it. But we did, and they put it in the public's hand, and now it's going to be in court forever. So I don't know when our guys are actually going to get raises and be able to have a living wage. But you know what? He does a lot of other stuff that I agree with. And, you know, when he's up again, I'm not going to vote him out just because of this one issue, even though I felt very strongly about it. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that gets lost is, boy, I don't like what this person did. But, man, they did a lot of other good stuff. And so... Hey, guess what? We got our first Blitz Live broadcast at Sam Houston Race Park for next year.
Oh, nice.
That just popped up Friday, January 25th. I love that. What I am glad, though, is that everybody kind of had something to beat their chest over, especially nationally. The Democrats get the House.
Yeah, first of all, though, in Texas, there was no blue wave.
No.
There was no red wave.
There was...
It was like an aqua wave.
As far as Harris County, with all those judges, it was a blue wave. There's no question.
Okay, that's fair.
And, you know, on that level, which I wasn't thrilled with, but hey, that's... But I do think, like, all the guys that Trump went and supported for the Senate, all of them but one won, and some of them were tight battleground races. So, I mean, I think he has something to beat his chest over, so the Republicans have something to beat their chest over, and the Democrats can... You know, they've got the House now, so they can just... And I like it better when we have a balanced government. I don't like it when one party, either party, is in charge all by itself. So from that perspective, and again, I like the fact that so many people voted in this. And one of my favorite things, I was reading the Ted Cruz story this morning, and one of his supporters is like, oh, this is a millennial's fault. They didn't research the issues. It's like, no, they research the issues that are important to them, just like you research the issues that were important to you. And that's why this is how this is supposed to work. You and I don't have the same interest in issues. We shouldn't. Nobody should. And the fact that millennials got behind all this and went out and voted, good for them. I mean, they're going to have to take over this world from us here pretty soon, dude. Some of us are going to die.
Do you think this is Beto O'Rourke's doing or the hatred of Donald Trump?
I think... Well, I don't think there's as much hatred of Donald Trump in this state as people think.
Oh, no, the millennials.
No, I don't know that. I think that Beto kind of energized them. I think it was more him than it was anti-Trump. Now, I saw a lot of polls where they were asking, was this a vote against Trump? And it was a pretty small percentage, except for Democrats, who are automatically going to do that.
But I do think there was something, and the number that kind of jumped out at me was Greg Abbott got 55.9% of the vote
against a person who didn't even run.
Right,
she barely
put up a fight.
I hardly knew who she was. The only way I knew who she was is she beat a guy who I was kind of intrigued by, and then when she won, I'm like, okay, well, this is nothing here.
So he got 55.9. Ted Cruz got 50.9, which means there was a 5% in there who said, I'm going to vote for Beto O'Rourke, and then I'm going to vote for Greg Abbott, which. I like that people are willing to vote for Republicans on some things and Democrats on other things, and it doesn't bother me. But I think what it could tell you is people like the way the state of Texas is being run more than they like the way the country is being run, and that's a perfectly valid argument for voting that way. And I thought that was really interesting. The other thing that jumped out at me was when I looked at the map, because, I mean, when you're talking about, what was it, 200,000 votes that separated Cruz and O'Rourke?
Yeah.
I'm like, I wonder, you know, I'm always curious how different counties vote, how it breaks down, like where the cities vote. Obviously, the biggest slam dunk area for Beto was El Paso. Second was Austin, Travis County, which is no real surprise. Some of the things that surprised me, Dallas County, which has been slowly turned blue, was heavy blue, 66%.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it flipped that much up there.
Tarrant County, it was blue, but literally by 4,000 votes.
Yeah.
And Tarrant County, little known fact, the third most populated county in the state. That's where Fort Worth and Arlington are.
Right.
Houston, 58% Beto, or Harris County, 58% Beto. This is the one that surprised me and where I thought he would have bigger numbers. And honest, I mean, he pulled 59.5% there. But in Behar County and San Antonio, 59.5, that's like a strong blue, you know, yeah, hold. And granted, that wouldn't have made up 200,000 votes.
No.
But it could have made up 50, 60 of them. And it's just weird to me that every county that has a major population center in it, and for those who don't know, Texas population is about 80% urban,
right?
Which a lot of people don't realize that because they look at the map and it's gigantic.
It's so huge, yeah.
But nobody lives in a massive chunk from about...
Make that drive to El Paso. There's nothing.
Everything about between El Paso and the line between Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and then go up or down that line, and there's nothing. But there's no people. But it is weird that he wins all the major population centers, but it's still not enough.
Now, and you know, I would have, that's one I would have liked to have seen, just because I think nationally that would have had a nice big impact. And I'm no Ted Cruz fan, but you know, that race, as much fun as it was and how it got all the attention, we talked about this yesterday. That's a national job more than it is a Texas job. You can do things for your state, but the reality is, that's going to impact the country more than anything. And in the end, I don't think he would have had much of an impact at all because the Republicans got a pretty good chunk of the Senate now. So, you know, but it was an interesting race. And I think he got a lot of young people interested. And that's good. We need more young people voting. As an old person, I say this.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny seeing some of my daughter's friends say, well, wait till we can vote. We're a year away. And it's like, man, I hear that every time there's an election. Wait till the 18-year-olds can vote. I don't know.
Now, this would have, if he did win, this would have put him on kind of like a meteoric projection, almost like it did with Barack Obama.
It would have.
Yeah.
And it might do it anyway.
It still may.
I think there's a lot of buzz about that.
And it's entirely possible that Beto could run, if Beto ran for president, he would, I don't know how often it happens anymore where, well, I guess Trump didn't win his own state, but it's... Excuse me.
Yeah,
it's rare for a candidate to not win their own state and win the election.
Yeah.
And I mean, with a state like Texas, it would be pretty difficult.
That was New York for Trump. So
but he was able to do it.
We got a lot to get to here. We're way late on a break. So let me tell the people about ZipRecruiter, and we'll come back and do a little bit more on this, and then we'll get to sports. Don't worry. But guys, you know what's smart? ZipRecruiter. Not smart? Using my picks right now. Not smart, not voting. Smart, ZipRecruiter. And the cool thing about ZipRecruiter, there's job sites out there that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. And I've had to hire people in the past. We're hopefully going to be hiring some more people here. And you know what? I don't want these resumes where I look at them and it's like they have one little aspect of it that might fit what we want. And then I have to go and deal with all that. When the reality is, that's not what ZipRecruiter does. ZipRecruiter is going to get you the right candidates to apply for your job, and that's what's smart. All you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/play to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter.com/play. They don't depend on the candidates finding you. They find them for you, and they've got a powerful matching technology. They scan thousands of resumes, identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play, ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things from Twitter on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. JD says, Ed Emmett absolutely lost because of the straight ticket vote. He lost to a 27-year-old with zero experience that no one even knew who this person was. I'm not even sure how much he lives here, frankly. He says, I'm not a fan of his Astrodome move either, but that's like reason 438 not to vote for him. I don't think
that's reason 438. There's a lot of money that we're putting into that thing.
And I think there is a lot of bitterness toward that, and I understand that. I mean, I'm one of the people who ripped him for it, but that's not the only, you know, I try to look at everything. So, but hey, maybe she'll do a good job. And that's the other hard part of this, because I tend to, especially when I'm going through all the judges, like, are they doing a good job? I don't care if there's an R or a D. You know, what do other lawyers think of them? How does their record look? Have they been involved in any controversies? And if they're doing a good job, I kind of think keep them in there and keep doing a good job. But there are some races where I thought, well, this person might do a good job, but I've got the one. And I guess that's part of the problem is why people vote incumbent so much. It's like, you know what? I'm kind of okay with this person. And maybe I'm wrong for that. But, I thought it was the wife was devastated over Beto. It's so funny how different our ballots are.
Yeah. Oh, mine and my wife's too. Although we did vote the same on that particular race.
Yeah. There were two things that if I didn't vote for Beto, I was never having sex again. And if she didn't vote for Prop B, I was sending her ass back to Canada. So those two we
both typically vote libertarian on everything.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to like the judges and stuff, like, well, I mean, I can't say we voted differently because I didn't vote on the judges, but she did. And she votes for Republican judges.
Well, and I primarily do as well. Yeah. And
honestly just don't understand the difference between a Republican judge and a Democrat.
Well, that's why I probably have more Republican judges because there were more incumbents and guys who've done a good job and women who've done a good job. Because a good judge, it doesn't matter whether it's got an R or a D next to it.
Yeah.
And it really shouldn't. And I think that's the thing that upsets me a little bit is that they even have to run as party members. I mean, I think we shouldn't be voting on them anyway. I don't think people, and you know, it's going to sound wrong, but I just don't think people are educated enough about what judges do, and we shouldn't be voting on them. And I'm not sure we're educated enough to vote on a lot of things, but that's one where I'm a little bitter today because I had about five people that I really liked that lost. So.
Yeah.
You know, but 713.
I mean, Fred, I literally didn't vote for one single person who won. Maybe that's not true.
You couldn't vote for the props. So, was Prop A on yours?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, I don't think I voted for a single person who won.
I'm trying to think. I had a few because I did have some Democratic judges on there. But, you know, it's.
The Ken Paxton thing is the craziest to me.
That one, wow.
And
wow. The guy should be in jail.
He's been indicted for fraud charges. What Carton get for fraud, John?
It could be close to 45 years.
45 years Craig Carton just got. Ken Paxton just got reelected to be the highest ranking lawyer in the state of Texas.
Hmm.
What a world we live in.
Thomas says people are quick to blame those who vote third party, and it's disgusting and disrespectful. Nobody has a right to belittle a vote if you disagree. I agree with you 100%, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Especially when many third party voters research their candidates and not straight ticket. Yep. That's the thing. Listen, I don't care. If you're going to, I think it's fair to criticize straight ticket voters.
I don't criticize anybody. I feel like anybody's allowed to vote the way they want to vote.
I think
it's lazy.
It's I don't know that it's lazy. I think it's if you're a member of the party and you're big time in the party, I can see that. I think the problem was, and I don't know what it was like voting in Missouri City and places like that, but I know damn well that when I sat down at that voting station and had 94 things to go through, I guarantee you not everybody knew half of those. And so it would be easy to just say, you know what, I'm just going to vote all Democrat. And that's what apparently some people did, or all Republican.
Oh, and you know, but people did both.
Yeah, and that's...
And I know everybody's complaining. Well, and to be fair, if you voted straight ticket, the people who voted straight ticket in Harris County, Democrat, probably outnumber those who voted straight ticket Republican. So the judges this, and things like that.
This time around, that was the case.
That was the case. So, but the people who, I mean, what's the county in between here and in Beaumont? Although Jefferson County was blue. At least for the Beto Cruz race.
I was a little surprised at that.
That was surprising. But Liberty County, the one in between here and there, if the people who vote straight ticket there, there's more Republicans voting straight ticket than Democrats. So it's just a matter of where you live. And I'm not for straight ticket voting, but...
Yeah, I guess criticizing is not a fair word. But I think if you did it just because... I don't want to go through all these judges. Then I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Then just don't vote on the judges. Vote on the things that matter to you. So, yeah. And that's the thing. I'd rather people vote on two or three things than 94 if they don't know what they're voting for. But that's and again, I'm not meaning to be critical. I appreciate everybody got out and voted, and I thought it was really cool that we had a lot of different a lot of different things happen in the state. And. And I think a lot of people are being represented now, and that's good. So we'll see what happens. I think but the one thing I cared about passed, and I'm very happy. I want to thank the city of Houston and everybody who stepped up and voted for Prop B.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of you, and I know a lot of Blitzers did because several of them told me. So thank you guys for that. That was one I supported. I've been supporting for 2 years, and that was now. That doesn't mean anything's going to happen because it's going to go to court now, and they're going to keep fighting it. But
I was wrong. I did win one. I picked one winner, and I only picked it because there was no Libertarian candidate. And I was wrong. I voted for three Democrats. I voted for Lizzie Fletcher.
She was in your. She was against Culberson. All right.
She won pretty handily, though.
Yeah, that one wasn't close, and. You know, I know Culberson didn't really do much. I guess he's one of those guys that didn't think he had to do that much, but I didn't hear many ads for him. I saw a lot of Lizzie Fletcher ads.
Yeah.
I saw one Culberson ad, or I heard one Culberson ad, I think on our station. But that's it. So, all right, let's take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I was, Xavier saying thank you. Fred's got a picture of him and Marty. I love seeing the Marty for Mayor signs at the celebration party last night. I was driving. Man, I don't know what it is the last 2 days. The traffic around the city has just been horrible. And when I was driving home last night, there was a big backup on 59. So I kind of went through, like, I took the downtown exit because it's a little quicker and took South Alabama. And I'm going by Axelrad. And I got caught up in that mess. They were having a Beto party at Axelrad. That place was packed. There was a line outside to get in. It was like, wow. Yeah, so I'm glad people got excited about it and got out and, you know, it's fun. And I think everybody won just enough.
Yeah.
So Nick says, I'm a conservative, but Culberson deserves to lose last night. Dude sat on his ass all campaign while Fletcher put herself out there. I don't want people who vote with Pelosi, but I don't want lazy either. Yeah, I don't know that the Pelosi thing was fair on her.
But
that's the ads. That's
yeah.
That's
every Democrat paints every Republican as a Trump puppet, right. And every Republican paints every Democrat as a Pelosi puppet. That's the game the two party game.
Yeah. So, Tyler Irvin, dust in the wind.
R.I.P. Tyler Irvin.
Yeah.
I mean, not,
Texans cut him.
He's alive. But
well, not
he's
not
no
to
longer,
us. As
no
far
longer
as,
on the Houston.
As Texas. Far as we're concerned here on the Blitz on What Are the Odds Wednesday, he's dead.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I have to say, going through the texts, and there's too many of them to get to, really good stuff from everybody. I mean, really thoughtful, quality texts that I wish I could take 30 minutes and just read every one of them, because this is, you know, usually whenever we get into elections and talk subjects like that, you get the talk sports guy, you get the STFU guy, you get the
that's fine.
You know, you idiots. I know, but I mean, everybody's kind of giving reasons for what they did and why they voted one vote, why he voted straight ticket, and I respect the fact that people are just being really cool. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And now we can get back to the business of enjoying the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. So, Disco said she was at Axelrad last night, and it was insane as it looked. Yeah. It took me about 15 minutes to get through there because there were so many Ubers dropping people off and stuff. And I was like, oh, man, this looks like fun. What the hell's going on here? I would have never been able to park anywhere near it because it was crazy. But yeah. A lot of talk on Twitter about this Breaking Bad movie. I don't think we've really talked about it. Can I just be honest? Zero interest.
I don't think I wanted either.
The story was told.
Like, especially, I mean, I've heard, and I think Joan mentioned it on Twitter, I've heard rumors of a Jesse movie.
I don't really have any interest in Jesse in a movie.
I'd be okay with a Jesse movie. Like, it would follow Jesse and it would follow Saul post Breaking Bad, right?
How do you make a whole movie out of that?
I don't know. You'd have to write a story, which you could easily do,
I guess.
But when they talk about bringing back Walter White, I'm like, that would ruin Breaking Bad, which had a widely well-received ending to a series. Like, why would you?
Well, because
why would you do something?
They're
to,
trying to make money. Let's be honest. That's all it is. Let's take the name and I really feel like when a story is told the way that one was, and that one I wasn't left wanting more. I was left with, okay, the story's told. Well done. Banshee, I wanted more.
I did too.
That series, although they ended it very well, it was like, man, I could see them taking this 10 different directions and just keep going. But I don't really know. And now they've had a lot of success with Better Call Saul, which, you know, but that's a prequel. So I'm not really, Jesse is not an interesting enough character for me to carry a movie.
And a lot of places are saying that they're speculating that most likely it's going to be an AMC released movie. Which AMC, for some God knows why, they're going to start their own like streaming service. So like,
I noticed a lot of people are doing that now. Like, is it FX?
Oh,
you,
I don't
you get
know.
Like FX Plus, but you got to pay for it.
Oh, I don't know. But AMC, they're going to make 3 movies about Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. And I don't know, AG, do you still watch it?
Yes. Can we address? Do you know what happened?
I know what happens because I've been reading up on it.
Oh my God! So the whole thing for The Walking Dead, which I am the biggest mark for watching this show still. It's so stupid. The show sucks, and I sit down every week and watch that show. Although I don't watch it on Sunday nights anymore. I watch it when it's convenient. But the whole premise of this season was Rick Grimes last season on The Walking Dead. And they were doing like a countdown. 5 episodes left before Rick Grimes is gone forever. 4 episodes. 3, 2. Rick Grimes last episode on The Walking Dead. So right before Rick Grimes last, and spoiler alert, if you're still like me watching this stupid ass show, you may want to turn your radio off if you like me wait too long to watch it because it's not that interesting. But so the show before Rick Grimes' last show, he falls onto a piece of rebar. It's like stuck through his guts. And there's a herd of zombies coming at him. And that's how the episode ends. So you start Rick Grimes' last episode. He takes his belt off. He throws it over another piece of rebar above him and pulls himself up by his belt off of the rebar. He's clearly terribly wounded, though. He keeps passing out, trying to get away from the zombies. He's having all these flashbacks of his life. And at the end of every flashback, they say, now wake up. And then he wakes up and the zombies are right on him. And he's got to try to get away again. So eventually he blows up this stupid bridge and everybody thinks he's dead. The only person who finds him is the trash lady, and I don't even know her name. You know the lady that lived... Did you get that far into the series?
No, I ejected season 4.
Okay, John, did you? The lady who lived in the junkyard?
No, I think I ejected after season 5.
Okay. This lady, I can't remember her name. It's a stupid character. The first 2 seasons she was in the show, she talked with this really obnoxiously weird accent. Like, she kind of understood English, but wasn't educated enough to really pull it off. This season... she's completely articulate and well-spoken, like now that she's not living at the junkyard anymore. So she finds him, and she was going to... she's got some weird walkie-talkie friend where she was going to sell out somebody, and then I think she was going to try to take the helicopter. Somebody has a helicopter now, which is absurd also.
Somebody says Janice is her name.
Janice, that's her stupid name. So stupid Janice finds almost dead Rick, and then... Janice, like, changes her mind. Okay, I'm not going to jack the helicopter now. I'm going to save Rick's life. So she says, I've got an important cargo. I need to save this guy. So she saves Rick, and Rick flies off in a helicopter and apparently lives. Which, you sell me this whole time. Rick's damn... I mean, I guess it's you threw me a curveball, which in a way is good. But the whole point of The Walking Dead, the only thing that made it good for a while... was they had a willingness to just kill people, major characters.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you think this guy's a major character? Guess what? It's like kind of like Game of Thrones.
And yeah, it was fun early. But when I ejected is when there were like 4 episodes in a row where they're just walking and talking during season 4. And I'm like...
that's the whole god dang show. That's the entire show.
Well, I'm like...
them walking and going place to place... and, oh, there's some zombies. Let's hit them in the head and keep walking.
But, like, the first season was so great, and the second season was good. And then it started evolving into episode 55 minutes of 5 minutes of wow. And it did that for a little while. And then it got into 60 minutes of what the bleep. So I quit watching. I've kind of followed the storyline, mainly because people are still interested in it. But, yeah. Not for me.
Yeah, they're going to turn Rick Grimes post Walking Dead into 3 movies because I guess at the end of the flashback.
What?
Oh, I can see the anger building in your face. Let me finish this. So between when he left, he's leaving the Walking Dead show until I guess when he wakes up from that hiatus, I guess at the beginning of the season, that it was 4 years in between that. They're going to take those 4 years, apparently, and they're going to turn it into 3 movies. He's not returning to the show, but AMC's working on 3 movies.
This sounds like a Comicast topic.
Oh, yeah, we talked
about it. Now everybody's telling me it's Jadis,
Jada.
Not Janice.
I'm getting Jada.
No,
I don't know. Something with a J.
I think it's Jadis. I just call her Trash Lady.
I like Trash Lady better.
Much like Game of Thrones... I'll be honest. I watch every episode of Game of Thrones. I love that show. My least favorite thing about it is there's too many characters. That's been my complaint from day one.
And that's fair. And my God, you shouldn't read the books because
yeah, I hear it's
half the characters are in the.
So there's so many characters in that show that I don't know all the characters in Game of Thrones names. And I like that show. I know them by something that they've done or where they live or whatever. I can in my head I can process. Okay, that guy. Is him. I don't need to know all their names.
Dragon Lady?
Yeah, Dragon Lady. Yeah,
Red Witch?
Yeah.
The Bastard?
What's Red Witch's real name?
Melisandre.
I never knew that.
But you know, I have a thing for her.
Right.
So, you know, there have been some...
It's all... what's the... what's the Mad King's name?
Aerys.
Didn't know it. I just know the Mad King.
I'm a little more dorky about that show than you. There's no question.
Yeah.
But... Disco says she feels like you've been hate watching Walking Dead for 5 years.
I have been. I have been. And if I weren't married, I would be done with that show. But my wife, I will, to her credit, this is the first time where she's been like, I don't like this show as much as I used to. And I'm not trying to be pushy. So I'm just going to be like, Yeah, I just keep saying, yeah, it's not really, I don't think it's very good anymore.
See,
and I'm going to wait for her to just say, you know, because she's done this before. She'll just be like, I don't care about this show anymore. I don't want to watch it. And then it's like, okay, clean break. Boom, I'm out. But if I say, can we stop watching this show? I hate it. She'll be like, oh, I've got to finish it out till the end. I don't want that to happen. I just want her to say, like, you know what? This show just doesn't do it for me anymore. Let's not watch it.
We've actually evolved to where there's only a few shows we watch together. Like, we'll try binge watching stuff. And if one of us is like, okay, I'm out on this, and the other one likes it, then we're like, okay, well, you can watch it later.
Deal for us is, like, I spend all my time in the mornings watching recorded sporting events and things like that. Or game film, whatever it is, I'm watching something to do with sports.
Yeah.
And then often at night, I'm watching live games. So the only chance that we have to watch TV together is like the nights where there's no sports on. And so I kind of give her the free rein on those nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it just works out because we have different enough schedules. Like, she can get home and watch whatever she wants to watch before I get home.
Yeah.
And I can always tell when she's pissed at me because I'll come home and Grey's Anatomy will be 15 minutes in. And I'm like, dude, really? Really? It's like, what the hell did I do now?
Now, if you don't get off on The Walking Dead now, they're planning on going through 12 seasons.
How many are they on now?
9.
Oh, God. And 3 movies?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, no. Yeah, like I said, I'm playing the long game here and just hoping for her to eject.
You got 3 more seasons and 3 more movies.
Not only that, but they made a whole nother series
off
of it.
Fear the Walking Dead.
And then they had characters cross over, like leave one show and go to the other. I mean, good God, it's too much. It's too damn much. And I always think back to when we used to have Matty Roach on the show.
Yeah.
And he would talk about how the director of Banshee was like his biggest worry when he did that show was that they would let it go on too long. And he was so paranoid about that that they probably cut it shorter than it should have been. Whoever created The Walking Dead, they don't care about that. They're like, hey, this show, we never thought it was going to make this kind of money. And you can tell, like, the budget on season 1 is nothing. And it made so much money that they were like, oh, man, we better start, making some drawings on napkins and come up with storylines. And then when they can't come up with storylines, guess what? They still roll out episodes where they're just walking around talking about, man, or they'll have, like, a whole episode where basically they're only replaying scenes from 4 seasons ago. And it's like how this guy's feeling about reliving these memories. It is the laziest show. It is horribly written. It's horribly acted. It's just trash. And I watch it every GD week. It is.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I know better than to take a sip of water before AJ goes on a rant. Because I almost spit it all over the computer.
To that, I say, hey, man. Hey, man. That. Yeah.
All right.
Let me tell you guys about Republic Harley Davidson. Get to Republic Harley Davidson today to see why they are Houston's number one Harley dealer. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state. It's friendly staff, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. They're open 6 days a week because they want to better serve you. They're now offering double points in all departments on heavy duty Mondays, only at Republic Harley Davidson. And ride with Republic Harley Davidson and Republic Hog as they benefit Impact a Hero. Registration is at 9 a.m. Kickstands up at 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 10th. It's a police escorted ride ending at the Fort Bend County Fairgrounds in Rosenberg. Going to be a good time. And then get down to Republic HD to watch a live engine build on the showroom floor, which should be kind of a cool thing. One lucky customer will have the opportunity to purchase this Street Glide and get the build for free. That's Saturday, November 17th. Someone can get themselves a bike with a free engine build. And then November 22nd, of course, they're going to be closed for Thanksgiving. But Black Friday, they'll be back. Demo rides, door prizes from 1 to 4. Epic acts will be set up throwing. They're going to be inside throwing hatchets. And then Black and Chrome Weekend, Friday, November 23rd through Sunday the 25th. They're going to have department specials and door prizes drawn every day throughout the weekend. Come see why Republic is Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kids Meals is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch. But the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day on November 15th at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houstonian kids. It's just 3 hours of your time, 9 a.m. to noon, and you'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. You can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch at ESPN.com. Can't make it on our day? Schedule a day of your own at kidsmealsinc.org. Did I do that kind of like respectfully?
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying to put some, you know, emotion into it. Eugene says he's loving your rant. This is great radio. I want to start watching Walking Dead again now just so I can quit. Again.
Yeah.
And Lamont says it sounds like him watching the Texans 2013 season.
Yeah. It sounds like me watching the Texans a lot, honestly.
Yeah. Fiance and I watched the last episode to see what happened to Rick. It was pure clickbait trash. Makes me feel like the super fan from sucker. Misery. They just write cop-out twists, just lazy writing.
Yep.
And a lot of people saying, well, a couple people said, need to start watching Rick and Morty, but you know what? As great,
I just don't like cartoons.
It you would like it. We're gonna do, John. We're gonna get Pickle Rick up here one day and watch that. It's only 27 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I'll never mention it to you again. It's like the pepper spray episode. That or the Purge one. The Purge one's freaking great too. But what I'm worried about with that. And, John, you can address this. What, they signed on for 70 more episodes, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if they can sustain that for 70 episodes to be as clever and funny as and unique as it is for that much. I mean, the first three seasons, like the first season, I always says good, second season, great, third season, off the charts. I don't know that you can do that much more of it. I mean, I mean, obviously they're smart and funny guys, but... can they sustain that, John?
I don't know, because they're averaging first season 11 episodes, second season 10, third season 10. So you're talking about another 7 seasons.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted security.
Well, and they got it, and it's just, and again, here's what worries me about this. It's because of The Walking Dead. Oh, this thing's a huge success. It's making a bunch of money. We better agree to make a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And... you know, it's like, well, why don't you guys just do 2 more seasons and see where you are? Because if it starts to fall off, if that one starts to fall off, I'm going to be depressed. And I will no longer be able to do the show.
Now, this kind of smells like when Fox canceled Family Guy and DVD sales went through the roof and then they brought them back and the show was never the same. There was a huge gap in terms of time in between when they got canceled to when they came back. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen to this show, but it has happened in the past before.
I don't know that there's a show in the world that can do 10 seasons and be great. I just don't know. And I mean, how many of them have gone that long? You said, wow. I mean, Breaking Bad was pushing it at what, 8?
Yeah.
Was it 8 seasons? And I think it, if it had gone on much longer, it wouldn't have been very good. I think Game of Thrones is about where it needs to end. And that's going to be although it's kind of tricky with that because technically season 7 and season 8 are really one season just split up. So, oh well. All right. Hey, guys, if you've got a balance on your credit cards and it's got a higher interest rate than you want to pay, why don't you turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? If you've got good credit, Guys, Lightstream has you covered. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And I don't know what your credit card interest rate is, but it's not 6.14%. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve great interest rates and no fees. And plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. And how about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.